Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're underway. Thursday night football. Tua Tagovailoa is 1-for-1.
And it doesn't matter because Stephen Ross has given the dreaded vote of confidence that he is not firing Mike McDaniel.
Who hangs around longer? Trent Bray, Mike McDaniel. Both got the vote of confidence this week.
Yeah. Bray will be there longer just because.
Yeah, I think so too. You
know, or I think Oregon State's just, I don't think they have any idea of what they're doing top to bottom.
Well, and don't you think the NFL. You could fire a coach midseason and hope to salvage something, or even early in the season because you have an assistant that maybe the players like and you think it's going to be a better vibe.
Yeah.
Whereas in college, you don't gain anything by firing Bray. No. You don't. No. I mean, it's like you're not going to hire a coach midseason anyway. So,
no.
Of course, you're not doing that in the NFL either. But
I just think if he's not the guy, you better start thinking right now. And I get it's middle of the season, but at the end of the year, if they decide Bray's not the guy, one, don't wait to the end of the season. Either commit to him or start looking right now. And start putting out feelers on who the next guy is going to be. You can't get caught with your pants down, which is what happened with the Jonathan Smith thing, which I still blame on Oregon State for not realizing that Jonathan Smith was going to go and then desperately trying to hold on to something with Trent Bray.
Well, did they miss out on somebody?
Well, they never even did a search. It was the idea that Jonathan Smith left, and so like there was this idea of, well, we don't want our roster to be gutted. It was gutted anyways. And so Bray was the one guy that was willing to stick around. And you're like, well, we're just going to try to hold on to the past. Again, Trent Bray, had he not been a former player, wouldn't have had that job. Stop hiring people because they're, quote, Michigan men. It's just, it's not the way to make hires. I wonder
who else they could have had.
Don't know. Don't know. Would have been nice to at least look around.
Well, maybe they did and they just didn't like what they saw, or they just couldn't pay him enough. Because every AD has a list.
Yes.
They all say that.
Yeah. Well, now the list is even harder because it used to be when you were like Oregon State, you could go, you know, the idea was you could go pick from Mountain West or whatever. But now that you're at that level, I think you need to go down into what Washington State did. Go get the South Dakota State. Go get the North Dakota State. Go get one of those. Jim Tressel came from Youngstown State. Chip Kelly came from New Hampshire. Go, you know, Jason Eck could have been had, right? Go get those guys. And yes, they're not going to stick around for 10 years, but no one sticks around for 10 years anymore unless you're Ohio State. You know, even Oregon, for all of Oregon stuff, remember they went through like 3 coaches in what, like 5 years? Like, welcome to the world of college football.
Yeah, Helfrich, Taggart, Cristobal.
I really think that they picked Trent Bray because there was an idea that they could salvage something, which was not salvageable. And that he was a Beaver and that he would stick around. And that's just, and he was cheap. That's just not good reasons to hire someone. He's not a dynamic recruiter. He's not a really energetic guy. He doesn't have great relationship with the high school coaches around here. He's an old school bristly X's and O's type, which we just got done talking with Dan Lanning. That sort of coach is not, that's not the model to be followed right now in this new world of NIL. And so I just don't know what they're doing there. I want them to pull themselves out of this, and I just wonder if they have a sense of who they are top to bottom and are able to do it.
So college football notes here. They are headed to London for a first ever game in England.
Yeah.
It seems. It's going to be Arizona State in Kansas.
Rock chalk, baby. You going to get on a plane for that one?
Next year.
Would you go to that just for, you know, fun trip? Go for a week and see some Kansas football?
No. Well, we talked about this, didn't we? We talked about this with the Iowa State-Kansas State game.
Yeah, that if you wanted to go on an international vacation, you would probably just do that and leave the football out of it.
Yeah, just because my team is playing doesn't make me want to go so far to see that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a part. I've been to London, too, and, you know, I mean, London's great, but I don't.
London's fine.
It's fine, yeah. I don't need to go back to London. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it will be cool to watch.
Yeah.
Rock Chalk out there against...
What stadium are they playing?
Well, they're going to play at Wembley.
Wembley.
Yeah, September 19th, 2026.
I wonder if they because that's a big stadium. The Irish, when they did the Ireland game, that was well attended. Because I know the NFL games are like, I mean, they pack them. I wonder if that thing fills that place up with Arizona State and Kansas, or if the London fans are like, who's this?
Did you know that Barry Sanders learned that he'd won the Heisman Trophy while he was in Japan as Oklahoma State was preparing to play Texas Tech?
I did not.
Did you know that?
No.
Why were they? A little fun fact.
Why were they in Japan playing Texas Tech?
Well, they're going through, in this story that I'm reading, they're going through all the games that have been in other countries.
International games, yeah.
Yeah. They were playing over there.
Hmm. Seems like a strange thing. Because, like, no other country has college sports. We're the only country that does it this way. So I just wonder, like, if you were explaining to them, especially back then, hey, this is American football that you've never really seen, and it's college American football. I just wondered, like, what the
I don't know
what the reception of that is.
Guess we'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Rock Chalk will
Rock
travel.
Rock Chalk,
they'll travel, baby.
Kansas always travels, right?
Would they travel more for a basketball event?
We've got a lot of alumni around the country.
Yeah,
look, no one stays there. Okay, no. They get out of there. I mean, Lawrence is great, but you know.
Spend your 4 to 5 years there, and then
there's a lot of folks in Chicago.
Yeah,
there's a ton of folks out west, like LA, and you know.
Yeah, I would say whenever I wear my Royals hat, no matter where I wear it, someone gives me, "Are you from the Midwest?" And there's always a Kansas element to it.
Well, yeah,
they love the Rock Chalk.
We're kings, man.
Yeah,
kings.
Well, now you get a chance to be the queen. Well, I guess there's no more queen. It is a king out there, King Charles.
That's right.
I still think of it being
the queen is very dead.
Yeah, I still think of it being the queen, but no, it's the king.
So the man who retained the most players from his own roster in the Big Ten, you know who that is? 16 players.
You said big man, so I'm thinking Bielema.
Yep, Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it away. He's a fat butt.
The biggest of men.
Hey, they're top 10 right now.
Well, yeah, they have a huge game this week. They're playing Indiana.
Yep.
Your boy Cignetti.
It's the first time in the history of that series that both teams have been ranked.
I buy that.
That doesn't surprise me in any shape.
Isn't that crazy?
Because Indiana's been almost ranked never.
Yes.
Ever.
And
yes.
Once in a blue moon, Illinois will remember they had like Juice Williams.
Yes. They played USC in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, they played USC like once in a while. And they had like back in the day, like Dick Butkus. But when's the last time Indiana was anything?
Last year.
Yeah, that was it. Right? They had Michael Penix. And they had another dynamic quarterback, but before that, they still weren't good with him. Names drawing a blank. Indiana just is not. And by the way, I'm still not convinced that Indiana's any good. No offense, but Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State.
Yeah,
I kind of hope Illinois bitch slaps them.
They haven't played anybody, but Illinois. Yeah, that's actually a pretty interesting game.
Yes.
Even though it's Illinois and Indiana, you got two pretty good quarterbacks in that game.
Yeah.
Altmaier and Mendoza.
And by the way, after that Indiana game, Illinois has USC.
Yep.
So that's a nice little stretch for Illinois to find out exactly what they're all about.
So a good article on Bielema today talking about how he was able to retain 16 players, most in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. He wins over their moms. That's his bit.
Can I say that makes me feel a little uncomfortable when big sweaty Brett Bielema is like, "I went over your mom."
He makes him feel get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
He makes him feel good.
No.
The mom is
he
the
says,
king?
Well, yes. He says.
Wasn't that Bobby Bowden's thing too? Winning over the moms and the grandparents?
He says, if you have a kid that's all about money, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. You can try to compete for him with money or that's it.
Yeah.
And those kids, everybody knows who those kids are. But if you have a kid whose mom is heavily involved, and it's more than money, he said, this is where I shine. He's like, this is my secret sauce. So he maintains contact with all the moms year-round. They interviewed a couple of the mommies in here, and they say he texts them regularly. He keeps them up to date on how their kids are doing. Like one example was one of the kids had a great practice or made a great play in practice, and he texted his mom about it.
Huh.
And he said, they say that he always answers their messages, even on game day. Like one of them had a ticket problem. She texted him. He's like, I got you. Don't even worry about it. He even held a special practice for the moms. So he got the moms' uniforms and everything, and they line up alongside their kid, and they ran, blocked, tackled, and they put the highlights on social media. He said they loved it. Huh. The moms absolutely loved it because they feel like they're a part of, they're included.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if you're a mom,
you feel left out a lot.
Yeah, I think your kid's gone playing football. You're not a part of that.
Yeah.
Whereas Bielema's thing is, dude, let's bring the moms in.
He's letting the family continue to be part of the journey.
And they all say that it feels like a big family there. And that is why he was they highlighted two key players that, because Illinois has some pretty good players.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
He kept two key guys out of the portal for this reason.
Huh.
And the mom even said it.
Well, that's an interesting, like, good for Bielema, by the way, for realizing who you are, where you're at, and that you have to think outside of the box a little bit.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And this, and again, going back to we were talking with Lanning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's kind of becoming a young man's game. You have to be willing to be a little more engaging. The my way or the highway thing just isn't working anymore. And what did he say? It used to be, Lanning said something to the effect of, it used to be that we asked players to adapt to the coaches, and now it's the other way around. Coaches have to adapt to players. And good on Brett Bielema, his big old sweaty butt, for realizing that you can't bully and threaten kids into staying anymore.
I got to say, it seems as though Brett Bielema is a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
As football coaches go.
Yes.
Seems like he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah. I had not heard that. I hadn't seen any of that.
That kind of makes
me like Illinois a little bit more.
Yeah. Makes me want to root for him.
Yeah.
And I will definitely be rooting for them on Saturday because I'm going to bet on them. Do you know what the spread on that game is?
I'm assuming
it's up to 6.5.
Is it really?
Indiana's favored by 6, and I get it. Their offense
is
really
good.
But it
opened at like 3. The steam is coming on Indiana.
I don't see it. I see a barn burner. I'm going to take the points.
I just am not sold on Indiana.
I think
Indiana's a paper tiger. I thought they were last year, too.
Well, you could probably say the same thing.
They might be, but I really like Mendoza. I think he's a
gamer. He's good. And his brother's there. Did you see that? There's a kid who caught a touchdown from both brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, both Mendoza brothers play there now.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, his brother's the backup.
And I want to say it was like the first time in college football history last week that brothers had thrown multiple touchdown passes in the same game.
The good Mendoza came over from Cal.
Yeah.
Was the other Mendoza already at Illinois, or did he come with his brother?
I don't know if he was already there, if he's young enough that he got recruited to Indiana directly, or it was a package deal. I'm not sure.
Someone saying Brett Bielema looks like a henchman from a 90s Disney movie. I could see that.
Sure.
Like if they made a Mighty Ducks but football version of it.
He could be the evil coach.
Yeah, Brett Bielema could be the coach of the Iceland team. I could 100% see that.
Well, Brett Bielema has gained a lot of weight.
The lifestyle has been a little rough on Brett.
Yeah, it's like shocking.
Well, he was always a big guy because I think he was either a linebacker or a lineman because he played. And, I think he's let himself go a little bit. It happens.
Well, they said this year he's lost 75 pounds.
Oh, that's good.
I was going to say, I think he looks better this year than he has.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that number, but that adds up.
Yeah, they said he's lost 75 pounds, but I mean, you kind of can't.
Well,
I just Googled him, and just looking at him at Arkansas versus right now, he does look slimmer.
There was a skinny Brett Bielema back in the day.
And he wears that smock. He wears like
wears a tent. It's bad.
Yeah, well, he looks like Fester Adams. He is like that, like some sort of weird death robe thing. And it doesn't help with the look, but, you know, he's slimmed down a little bit. Good man. Maybe he's on some of that Ozempic, or he's taking his health a little more seriously. That is a very stressful.
And you don't sleep a lot, which contributes to weight gain.
And you're sitting at your office, and I'm sure you're eating
some cheeseburger.
Says he walked on as a defensive lineman at Iowa. That all tracks.
He played at Iowa?
Yeah, yep. I remember he was played somewhere in college.
Nose guard.
Well, you're saying Indiana's a paper tiger. I mean, you know, could you say the same about Illinois? Do they need to get?
Maybe.
I mean, they need to. Illinois is good, but they need to prove something.
I think Altmyer needs to prove something. Everyone likes him.
At least they played Duke. At least it's something. Duke and Western Michigan as opposed to Indiana.
I just mean, like, at the end of the year, if Illinois, you know, let's say Illinois has 10 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Indiana of last year.
Yes.
It's like you lose to all the really good teams you play, but then you can, you know, you can beat the Purdue's of the world.
And that's what I don't like. I don't like if you set up your schedule and the way it works out is you play one or two good teams in your conference, you lose both of those games, and you beat a bunch of slappies, and then we're like, oh, playoffs, here we come. I don't like it. I think you should be required. I would love to be in charge of the scheduling czar and make, if you want to be a playoff team, you should be required to play at least one real game in your preseason.
So their schedule is at Indiana, then they host USC, and then they play Purdue, but then they also have Ohio State.
And Washington back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken.
They do. Ohio State's at home, Washington's up in Seattle, and they also play at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So they'll earn it.
Yeah.
They'll earn it.
And Indiana has Oregon.
Yeah, they have to come to Autzen.
I think there's one in between Illinois and in Oregon, but I think...
Yeah, Iowa.
Okay, and then they're at Oregon.
That's a little bit of a grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have to play...
Iowa, Oregon? Yeah.
They have to play Illinois at home, then they go to Iowa, then they have a bye, and then they're at Oregon. Hmm. They also play at Penn State later in the year.
Okay.
So Indiana and Illinois this year will earn their stripes.
Yeah. I just don't want the... Like, if they beat Illinois, and then they lose to Oregon and Penn State bad, but they run the rest of that slate and like they hang their hat on Illinois, that's going to bother me if we let Indiana into the playoff again.
Well, if they beat Illinois, there's a chance they're 5-0 coming into Oregon.
I know.
Well, what I've heard people talk about too is if you get like a, let's say you get like a 10-2 Michigan or somebody else who had a tougher schedule, what do you do with an 11-1 Indiana versus a 10-2 other Big Ten team?
I've said it a million times. If you're 10-2 and you played a real schedule,
I'm with you.
And
we'll
I'm staring at 11-1 Indiana, and I have to make that call, I'm giving the bird to Indiana and be like, don't schedule three.
They should.
Yep. Screw you.
Don't bail on Virginia Tech because you should have whooped them too.
I had no time for it.
Okay, coming up next. Oh boy. Cheating's cheating. Or is it? Let's get to Buck with SportsCenter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.